سلام ہو 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 سلام ہو
072, that's 072-786-1548, 072-786-1548. Alternatively, you can call us on the live line, 011-854-1548, 011-854-1548, and inshallah, Walana Bilal Daniels will answer your question. We will welcome him in just a minute or so. So yes, get those questions in, and inshallah, we will get Walana Bilal to answer them as quickly as possible. One of the problems we normally have sometimes is that people send in the questions last minute, 2-3 minutes before the top of the hour, and then we don't get a chance to answer that question. And then sadly enough, there's sometimes people say that our questions were not answered. So if you have any questions with regards to any issue, whether it's regards to halal or haram, please do get your questions in. The number to call, 011-854-1548, 011-854-1548, that is the call-in line. If you want to WhatsApp, you can WhatsApp on 072-786-1548, 072-786-1548, and inshallah we will answer some of those questions. You can also WhatsApp on 48855. Let's take this opportunity now to welcome Maulana Bilal Daniel to the program. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To yourself and your listeners, we make dua that you are all well.
Alhamdulillah. Have you been scarce, or am I been scarce?
I think you've been scarce, Father Faisal.
You know what they say about good things, eh? Anyway, Mulana, let's get into it immediately. Somebody tweeted me a little earlier before I came onto the program. This says, how do people decide what toothbrushes are allowed, because the manufacturers don't display any manufacturing ingredients of what the bristles are made of? So is there any standards of checking whether your toothbrush is certified to be used or not used? I can't say halal or haram because you don't consume it, but is it certified to be used? Some of them got pig bristles, some of them got bristles made of other materials. But how does one determine whether a toothbrush is okay to use?
Alhamdulillah, in today's time, most of the modern manufacturers, most of the big manufacturers, you have Oral-B, Colgate, Sensodyne, Ecoflash. These companies, they use synthetic materials to manufacture their toothbrushes. Not like in the past, you know, especially at the beginning of this century, the last century, the use of animal-derived bristles in toothbrush products was very common. But it has been phased out by most manufacturers, where nowadays you find that they mostly use synthetic components.
Okay, so to that person that recent the question in, yes, as you heard Molana saying there, that in today's times, fortunately, they use synthetic bristles, so there's nothing really to worry about that. And
there are some specialty companies who make natural bristle products, but those are clearly labeled, they would say, animal-derived or you know, bristle derived from hog or pig. Clearly marked, and so forth.
Okay, not a problem. Jazakallah for that. It came from a tweet came from Abu Kitten. Abu Kitten, yes. I hope you are tuned in so you can obviously get an answer to the question that you ask. How do we know if toothbrush is allowed? Manufacturers don't write what it's made with. Are there any famous brands that are not allowed? So any brands that are not certified or not permissible to use, Molana?
Yeah, we haven't come across the use of animal-derived bristles in toothbrushes. I think that most of the manufacturers have moved away from that.
All right. You are tuned in to the Sana program. It is 23 minutes to 8 o'clock. Please do call us. The lines are open, 011-854-1548. We want to try to get in as many questions as possible. If you do have a query with regards to any of the products that you are consuming, well, you shouldn't be consuming if you are unsure, but if you want any query resolved, then give us a call, 011-854-1548. Let's take one of the WhatsApps before we go to the lines. Somebody saying, assalamu alaikum, is goodness me choc chips halal? Is goodness me choc chips halal? That's the first question. And the second one is Woolworths mini marshmallows cartoon candy sour worms halal?
Okay, so we'll start from the back there. Cartoon candy sour worms.
Mm-hmm.
That product is not approved by SENA.
Okay.
In fact, all the cartoon candy products which contain bovine gelatin are not approved. We only approve of the products which do not have bovine gelatin, and the list of those products are on our website.
All right.
You can go there.
And then the second one is Woolworths mini marshmallows. Is that the one?
The Woolworths, we only approve of the marshmallows which are gelatin free.
Mm-hmm.
So please check the ingredient disclosure on the product packaging.
And then the final one is goodness me choc chips halal.
Okay, I haven't come across this product. If the consumer can please advise who the manufacturer is, then we can investigate further, inshallah.
Okay, so that person that sent in the question, yes, I hope you got your responses to that. Let's go to the lines. Line number 2, assalamu alaikum, you live on air? Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Ji, apa your question for Molana?
Is daybreak chicken halal?
Daybreak chickens are approved by SENA. Yes, they are halal.
Jazakallah wa alaikum salam to Allah. Let's take another caller. Assalamu alaikum to Allah. You live on air?
Alaikum salam.
Ji, apa your question for Molana?
Is Splash Chappies halal?
I didn't get the brand name there.
What's it?
Is Splash Chappies halal?
Bless. How do you spell it?
Splash.
It spells Splash.
Splash.
Ji.
Oh, okay. Splash, Splash Chappies, Molana.
Okay, I'm not familiar with the brand. It might be an import. Is it the Trident Splash? Is it the product of Trident?
I know the company name. It's Tanpak.
Tanpak.
Okay, that product does have bovine gelatin. It's not approved. It's an import from Pakistan.
Okay,
Ameen. Jazakallah for the call. Let's take one water before we go to the lines again. Salam Walana, Mr. Sweet Gums. Is it halal?
Most of the Mr. Sweet Gums contain bovine gelatin.
Mm-hmm.
Again, just to recap, bovine gelatin is taken from cattle. In the majority of cases, and in the case of these products as well, the gelatin is taken from cattle that have not been slaughtered by Muslims.
All right.
Our view at Sinai that it's not halal, rather it's obtained from them. There are some Mr. Sweet gums, like the soft eating gums, which are gelatin free, and that you can have.
All right, let's take another caller, line number two. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You live on air?
Alaikum salam. Walana, is E150 and 50 halal?
E130 and E150, both those are halal color.
Oh, okay. And any caramel adding to sweets?
Well, we would need to evaluate the product or the ingredient on a case by case basis to see exactly what is the composition of the caramel before we can try to give a rule.
Okay,
Jazakallah for the call. Well, let's go to the WhatsApp lines. Somebody asking, Assalamu alaikum. I'd like to know if lint or truffles are halal. You know, Mulana, this is a serious problem now, eh? I mean, we're getting this question, and myself and Muhammad Salim are hanging with our tongues out here, and we're talking about lint or truffles. So let's first find out whether it's halal, and maybe the person that's sending the question can, inshallah, maybe bring us a tray or two there. So lint or truffles, halal?
Yeah, you know, this is an ongoing problem at the Sena Halal Helpline, where we basically sit every day with our tongues out.
joining us.
Yeah. Lint products, some of them do have liquor. Also, the truffle balls, there are some variants which have liquor. Please check the ingredient disclosure on the product. It's only the liquor-free variants that are halal suitable.
All right, that's perfect. So we'll be waiting for our chocolates, inshallah. Let's go on to the next question. Assalamu alaikum. What is the ingredient MSG, which is commonly known as monosodium glutamate, and is it halal? So monosodium glutamate, also known as MSG. Molana, is it halal?
This is a flavor enhancer.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Many companies use it to enhance the flavor of their product. Again, it has to be checked on a case-by-case basis. Is a possibility that the medium that they use to grow some of the ingredients that comprise this ingredient could be haram. There was a case, if I remember correctly, in Indonesia where they found out that they used some porcine material in the production of the product. So, you know, it's again on a case-by-case basis, but where product is Sena certified or where supplier is Sena certified, and we do check that, product would be halal.
Well, you know, I was reading an article about a couple of years ago. Monosodium glutamate is also used for rocket fuel. So if you want to blast out of this world, then you can be on your way. But let's move on to the WhatsApp line. Assalamu alaikum. I would like to know the following products. There's quite a few, Malana. So let's go on point by point. Dairy milk and flake bite-sized chocolate made in Egypt.
Those products are under query at the moment. No information yet.
Second one, Tayas, if I pronounce it correctly, Tayas or Tayas, chocolate and sweets?
Those are not approved by Sena, they are made in Turkey.
Socado Praline, chocolate made for ShopRite?
Haven't been able to get special information on that product.
Pavli Oreo?
Also made in Egypt, we are querying it.
And finally, on that particular person's question, Oreos dipped in Cadbury chocolate. Hey, Shmola, you know what, I'm losing concentration. Oreos dipped in Cadbury chocolate.
Those biscuits are also made in Egypt. Also
query
at the moment.
Ishma, you guys need to look at it seriously.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, as consumers need to write to Cadbury and make them aware that, you know, we want to consume these products, but without the necessary disclosures, without knowing which halal or not.
I think this is the most difficult program to host on Radio Islam. Let's go on to the lines. We have a caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Rizal.
Ji, assalamu alaikum.
Mahil. Is it halal, please?
Makhil, Molana?
There's different brands of Makhil. If you're asking about the popular brand, which is that number one brand, that would be halal.
Number one brand, that's the one. The number one, yeah. And banana flavor, halal. Whatever it is, eh?
Yeah.
Halal.
Yes, that is halal, so true.
Jazakallah, Musa. Amin. Jazakallah for the call. Let's go on to the WhatsApp line. Salam, I would like to know if Poto Gold Gems and other products are halal.
Poto Gold is the in-house brand which belongs to ShopRite Checkers. Many of the products are manufactured at Sena certified companies and will bear the Sena halal logo. They don't use a Sena certified company. Sometimes it's an imported product as well. There we have to check on a case by case basis consumer could please follow the specifics of those products, then we'll check it out first.
All right, there was a question that initially at the beginning of the program, somebody asking about the Goodness Me Choc Chips Halal. This person has responded and saying manufactured in South Africa. Any news on it, sir? Does it give you any indication of whether it's halal or haram?
No, unfortunately not.
All right, so to the person that has sent in that question, maybe you can contact Sana, give them more detail, inshallah, and then they will then check that out and attend to your query. Let's take another question on WhatsApp. Assalamu alaikum. Pengo Sweets Halal is... Pengo Sweets Halal, number one, is Barocco Calcium Halal? So two questions there.
Yes,
Pengo
Sweets are certified halal by Sana. Barocco Calcium is halal, so
to know. So Barocco Calcium is halal.
Yes.
Okay, let's go back to the lines. Line number 6. Assalamu alaikum. You're live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Gee, what's your question for Molana?
I don't want to ask the question. Can we eat the dollar jellies?
What jellies?
Jumelia.
No, what jellies can you eat?
The dollars.
Dollars jellies.
Dollars.
Molana, dollars jellies?
Okay, I haven't come across the
dollar jellies.
Sorry, what?
Dollar jellies.
I'm not sure what the brand is.
Yeah, I also didn't. I didn't heard of dollars. I don't know if they mean trotters jellies. Trotters?
Trotters jellies is not approved.
Okay, so if the person is querying trotters jellies, then it's not approved. But I didn't get the indication of the name there. Maybe somebody can assist us and clarify what name that particular person was talking about, so Molana can give an adequate response to that. Let's go back to the WhatsApp lines. Elvin Truffle Chocolate. Is that halal, Molana?
Elvin products from Turkey, also not approved by Sana.
Okay, that's not... certified by Sana. We do have a caller online. Let's take that caller. Assalamu alaikum, Mustallah. Assalamu alaikum, you live on air.
Wa alaikum salam.
G, your question for Molana?
I want to know if the Yogita sweets halal.
Yes, Yogita sweets are halal certified by Sana.
And the sambal lollipops.
Sambal lollipops, regrettably, we have no disclosure from the company, so we can't give a ruling whether it's halal or not.
Okay,
Jazakallah for the question. Let's take one more WhatsApp question. Is Marvelous Creations halal? It's manufactured by Cadbury.
Yes, that product is halal.
Okay, that product is halal. Let's take another question. Assalam, is Tinkies halal? That's number one. Is Kellogg Cocoa Pops halal? So let's start with Tinkies.
Tinkies contain bovine gelatin, not approved by Sana.
So that's not approved. And it's Kellogg's Cocoa Pops.
Kellogg's products we do not comment on.
You don't comment on. All right, so yes, I hope that the person that sent in the question is satisfied with that answer, inshallah. Maybe if you've got more queries, you can speak to Sana. Let's take another caller, line number 3. Assalamu alaikum, you're live on air.
Walaikum salam. I needed to know, is a tortoise jellies around?
Tortoise?
Yeah. Tortoise.
Is that a little girl that phoned in earlier?
Yeah, she was a little girl.
Tortoise is T-O-R-R-E-S.
T-O-R-O-S.
Oh, okay, Taurus.
Taurus is not approved by Sana. They do use bovine gelatin, which they can from non-halal slaughtered animals.
Okay, which jellies are there?
So the jellies that are distributed by Marhaba Trading, in Crown Mines, they distribute the Fantasy brand, the Asli, Lot 100 Gums, those are certified halal by Sana.
Jazakallah.
I mean, Jazakallah for calling back, and inshallah, and you got an answer to your question. Somebody sending a question, Molana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hoping brother and Faisal, Faisal and Molana, well, yes, we are just listening for some of the stuff that's been talking about. But anyway, is Bebom Cafe and Takeaway halal? B-E-B-O-M. Is Bebom, I hope I pronounced it right, Bebom Cafe and Takeaway halal?
Okay, I haven't heard of that restaurant. I'll have to check on it. But to my knowledge, it's not certified now.
All right. Let's take another question. Somebody asking, Marv, could you please repeat? I didn't get the answer, Marv. This was with regards to Pengo Sweets. I know you said that Turkey Sweets is not certified by Sana. It's not allowed. All right. And then the Barocco Calcium is certified.
Yes. So Pengo is a Turkish company that is trading in South Africa. So these products are manufactured in South Africa, although the company is owned by some Turkish businessman. So Pengo products are certified halal by Sana.
They are certified halal?
Yes.
Okay, and Barocco Calcium?
That is also halal suitable.
Okay, so to the person that sent the question, I hope you got it this time. Pango sweets is certified halal, and Barocca calcium is also halal as well. Let's take one more WhatsApp before we go to the line. Is Marvelous Creations, somebody asking Kellogg's Smurf cereal. Smurfs, it's a little...
No comment on Kellogg's products.
Okay, so no comment on the Kellogg's products. Unfortunately, we can't comment on that. And then somebody sending a picture of that. You know, we're talking about Tayas, T-A-Y-A-S, almonds, halal. Tayas almond.
Again, Tayas is a brand which is imported from Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have certain concerns with regards to those products. You know, many of them do contain gelatin. We don't know what's the source of the gelatin.
Mm.
There's the flavoring, there's the coloring, the emulsifiers, the stabilizers, all of these different ingredients that they contain, which we can't verify where they come from.
Does it make a difference if I describe it to you, Molana? It looks like a chocolatey with some nuts and looks very, very delicious with a little green leaf and everything in the corner.
You know, we wish it was only some water, some cocoa, and some nuts, you know?
But absolutely. Let's go to the lines. I think we have a caller. Let's take the first caller, line number 6. Assalamu alaikum, you're live on air.
Walaikum salam.
Gee, your question for Molana?
Which Infinity sweets are halal or chappies? And, are the Manhattan marshmallows halal?
Manhattan marshmallows contain bovine gelatin. They are not approved by SENA. With regards to the Stimerol range, there is the twist flavors which you should stay away from. The sensations as well, those are not approved. And then with regards to the individual flavors, the spearmint flavor, the strawberry flavor, and the watermelon as well as the berry part, these flavors contain carmine or gelatin. And should be avoided. The other flavors are all halal suitable.
Ameen, Jazakallah for the question. Let's take one more WhatsApp, and we still have one more call online. Salaamu Alaikum. Is Akel flavored water halal? That's number one. And the Cadbury 5-star chocolate, Molana?
Okay, Akel flavored water is here. We contacted the company. We requested from them a full disclosure with regards to the flavoring that they use. Right, there were some allegations. They use alcohol in their flavoring.
Mm.
You know, what type of alcohol, we're not sure of. But the company, basically, in their response, they showed no regard for halal.
Okay, so...
You know, and they didn't want to cooperate with us in any way.
All right, so basically, are you advising that the listener should stay away from alcohol-flavored water?
Yes.
All right. So there you have it.
The query was with regards to... There was another question.
Yeah, this call is calling all the way from Bethel. So the person that sent in that, yes, quail-flavored water, please, as you heard, Molana, advised, stay away from it. The second question this person asked is 5-star chocolate, Allah.
Yes, 5-star chocolate is an import, which we tried to get information on, but unfortunately the Cadbury in the UK and in Europe couldn't give us the full disclosure.
All right, we're going to take one more caller, and then we're going to close the lines, and then we'll just take one or two WhatsApps. So let's take this caller. Assalamu alaikum. You're live on air.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Molana, I just wanted to know, you as a Muslim, can you purchase food, say, for your workers from a non-Muslim source? Is it permissible?
Well, you need to be more specific.
Okay.
You're saying that... For example,
say you're a worker, you're a domestic worker at home. Is it permissible for you to, say, buy from KFC, which is not a SENHA certified outlet?
Well, you know, the golden rule is do unto others as you would, do not unto yourself.
I get what you're saying, but, yeah. I mean, sometimes they do prefer maybe buying from KFC and things like that. So do you think you should just be cautious?
From a place that you're not comfortable with, I would rather suggest, you know, giving them in kind, give them the money in kind, and, you know, what they do with the money is their prerogative.
All right. Jazakallah
khair. You don't involve in such an action.
Okay. Jazakallah khair. What's up?
Assalamu alaikum. Walaikum salam. Jazakallah for all the questions that come via the 1548 number. Unfortunately, we're going to have to close it. Just 6 minutes left. We're going to take two more questions on WhatsApp. The first one coming through. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Are Pringles halal? That's number one. And is lunch halal?
All those products are halal. Would the Pringles products just ensure that it says made in Malaysia on the packaging?
Okay, so the Pringles products made in Malaysia and the lunch bar, the Makartini, is halal as well.
Yeah.
All right. And then the last question, somebody asking, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I would like to inquire regarding all variants of Eureka Mills flour. They make bread flours, cake flours, rye flour, wholemeal flour, and their premixes and rusks. Jazakallah khairan. So, yes, they're querying the Eureka Mills. They make a whole lot of products, including the premixes and rusks, rye flour and cake flour and meal and others. Any information on that?
Yes, this company, some of the products are certified by us. Especially their flowers and their rust products.
All right. So is that certified by Sana?
Yes.
Okay, so the person is sending that question, yes, you can bake us a loaf of bread. It is certified by Halal, by Sana, and Mulana, we can have some bread and butter. Hey, you know, it's cold outside. Eh? I mean, a nice cup of tea and some bread and butter. Last question, Mulana, is coming through on WhatsApp. Salams, is Tweeza and Kingsley cold drink Halal?
Regrettably, we don't have any information on the soft drink brand.
All right. It is just gone 4 minutes to 8 o'clock. Jazakallah to one and all that has that have sent in questions with regards to the you know, your products that you may want to consume or you have any doubts with. Inshallah, this program will continue again next week, Monday, with a different presenter behind the mic. And inshallah, you can call in again using the mediums of WhatsApp 072-786-1548. You can also call in 011-854-1548. And inshallah, Mulana Bilal Daniels, who I'm sure will come into studio, or let's force him to come into studio and maybe get us to bring us some halal goodies to make the program more sweet and pleasurable, and then you can share it with our engineer also, and then you can say you can obviously send a query. Mulana will answer it. Mulana, it's a pleasure to have you on the program. Inshallah, we will catch up with you next week.
JazakAllah khairan again for the opportunity. And to the consumers, if you have any queries, you have any suggestions, any complaints with regards to Sena, with regards to Halal, please do give us a call on 0861-786-111 and also send us an email at theoutline@sena.org.za. You can also find us on your favorite social media platforms, that is Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
JazakAllah, Mulana, and remember asking your du'as, inshallah.
JazakAllah khairan.
Assalamu alaikum. Yes, that was Mulana Bilal Daniels. As I mentioned, we can call in. You can call in again next week and inshallah get your queries sorted out. Just gone 3 minutes to 8 o'clock. Let's go for a break. And after the break, inshallah, I will be back behind the mic, and this time with the 8 p.m. news bulletin. Stay tuned to Radio Islam International.
Radio Islam's Azan times are for the Johannesburg region only. Please follow the Azan of your locality. والصلاة القائمة آت محمد الوسيلة والفضيلة.
وبعث الله مقاما محمودا الذي وعدته إنك لا تخلف الميعاد.
Radio Islam, your alternative news source.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yawm al-Thulatha, 26th Muharram 1439, corresponding to Monday, the 16th of October 2017. I am Faisal Patel. The National Council of SPCA says it's disappointed that the NPA has decided against prosecuting Thandi Modise on charges of animal cruelty, but it's in no way surprised. The NSPCA says it's now considering a private prosecution. Back in 2014, the organization received a tip-off that animals had been abandoned on a farm belonging to the chairperson of the National Council of Provinces in the Northwest. Spokesperson Grace DeLange says what they discovered on Modise's farm was one of the worst cases of animal abuse the organization had ever come across.
Ms. Modise's farm was littered with carcasses of over 50 pigs and other dead animals, such as geese, ducks, sheep and goats. Over 100 pigs, sheep, goats were found without food and water, and animals were found dead and dying. These animals were denied basic minimum care and suffered neglect, starvation and abandonment.
In the wake of the devastating storms in both Gauteng and KZN, the Department of Public Works says the preliminary costs stand at over 16 million rand. The department says it's working to finalize the cost of fixing almost 30 buildings in KZN, which includes 17 state-owned facilities. Repairs to the High Court in Johannesburg and the Krugersdorp Home Affairs Office have already been wrapped up. The department spokesperson, Lesiba Gwele.
Contractors are expected to be on site at the end of the week. He wishes to express condolences to families that lost their loved ones during the disaster and appreciate the commitment of officials who are part of rescue operations, disaster relief efforts, technical assessment teams.
The ANC has called on the Myanmar government to immediately put a halt to the refugee crisis by allowing the Rohingya Muslims who have fled to return to their places of birth. In a statement, the ruling party has condemned the actions of the Myanmar military that have resulted in the displacement of some 500,000 Rohingya Muslims from the northern Rakhine state to Bangladesh. The party says the campaign by the military has led to a significant humanitarian and refugee crisis that includes an estimated 100,000 children. Chairperson of the ANC NEC Subcommittee on International Relations, Edna Molewa, says the party adds its voice to growing international condemnation of the violence directed against the Rohingya. Since August 25th, the Myanmar army has waged a brutal military campaign in Rakhine against Rohingya, who have been denied citizenship and basic rights by the Myanmar government. More than 500,000 Rohingya have fled the country, most arriving in Bangladesh by foot or by boat, with aid agencies struggling to cope with the influx. And if you want to read that story, you can go to radioislam.co.za and click on latest news. And finally, more civilians are fleeing ISIS self-proclaimed capital of Raqqa in Syria as a final assault to flush out the group's last remaining fighters continues. Syrian armed groups say victory is near despite fierce resistance. This report by Al Jazeera.
A group of men believed to be ISIL fighters surrender in Raqqa. They are mostly Syrians who handed over themselves to local officials after a deal brokered by tribal leaders.
I wish that you start a new life and turn the chapter of the dark times you lived in. Remove those ideas that were injected into your brains and which made huge harm to Islam and to our country.
Gold is trading at $1,305.32 a fine ounce. The rand is at 13.26 to the dollar, 17.61 to the pound, 15.67 to the euro. Brent crude oil is $57.18 a barrel. The Saudi rial is R3.54. Nedefatimi, 11,849.17. Sir Kadisa, 4,739.66. With Allah's Khanatana's permission, a fine Tuesday in Sofa Gauteng tomorrow. Johannesburg dropping to an overnight low of 9 degrees, peaking at 27. Pretoria, 12 and 30. Vereeniging, 5 and 26. And Durban, 16 with a high of 19 degrees. In your Salah times for the Johannesburg region, Isha set in at 7:34 p.m. Tomorrow morning, for just Saturday sets in at 4:12 a.m. Sunday is at 5:31 a.m. Tomorrow morning Saturday in Joburg ends at 4:12 a.m. Now Salah times for the Port Elizabeth region, Isha set in at 7:59 p.m. Tomorrow morning Fajr sets in at 4:07 a.m. Sunrise is at 5:34 a.m. Tomorrow morning Saturday in Port Elizabeth ends at 4:07 a.m. in Shah.